You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Covestor Radio, a show about money milestones and investing for your future. Today, we are with Kimberly Klaus, Advisory Board Chair and Chief Client Advocate at Covestor, a registered investment advisor and online marketplace for investing. Kimberly, as always, thanks for joining us today on Covestor Radio.
Oh, thank you, Eric. I'm delighted to be here.
And always good to have you. So I understand today we are talking about big picture trends in the financial services world.
Yeah. So today, rather than talk about, you know, tactics or personal finance strategies, I thought our listeners might be interested to hear about some of the macro trends in the financial services industry. These are the trends that financial services firms are observing and trying to decipher. And they're also the trends that are driving a lot of financial innovation these days.
Well, let's go ahead and discuss the first one, the growth of online investment management.
So the online asset management industry is growing rapidly as investors are shifting away from traditional money managers towards digital investment service providers. In fact, digital investment managers are among the fastest growing segment of the financial services industry. Per the 8 Group in Boston, although assets within the U.S. retail sector grew about 14% in 2013, assets with online investment managers have grown at a significantly higher rate as consumers seek online do-it-yourself asset management capabilities.
Moving on to the second trend, general mistrust of financial services.
Well, Eric, we touched on this trend in Covestor Radio Show number 17 when we talked about the importance of transparency in financial services. But it's a big trend, and it really is prompting a lot of activity in the space. So basically, you know, in the aftermath of the financial crisis, consumers possess a general mistrust of the major players in the financial services industry. And financial services continues to be the least trusted global industry. In a 2014 survey by Edelman Financial Services, participants were asked to indicate, how much do you trust businesses in each of these industries to do what is right? So technology posted a very strong 79%, while banks and financial services hovered around 50%. And within financial services, financial advisory and asset management continues to be among the least trusted sectors. Overall, only about 52% of investors trust the financial services industry.
Today, once again, we are with Kimberly Klaus, Advisory Board Chair and Chief Client Advocate at Covestor, a registered investment advisor and online marketplace for investing on Covestor Radio, a show about money milestones and investing for your future here on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Kimberly, that brings us to the rise of marketplaces across industries.
Well, the rise of marketplaces is providing consumers with greater transparency and better information to make more informed decisions. In the last few years, there have been a number of newly created marketplaces that have served as one of the leading disruptors in industries, including travel, furniture, and financial services. So in travel, we think of Kayak or Airbnb. In furniture, we think about Wayfair. We might think about Etsy for, you know, goods and crafts. And in financial services, for mortgage lending, we think about LendingTree. And for consumer lending, we think about LendingClub. And I can't help but mention Covestor as an online investment management marketplace. So we're right in there with financial services in creating a marketplace. And marketplaces give consumers the ability to make choices and to source specialized niche products. And the primary benefit of a marketplace is transparency, because users are able to compare price and value in a consistent and convenient manner.
With the proliferation of technology and information, it seems like more investors are trying to do it themselves. Is that true and accurate?
Absolutely, and that brings us to the fourth trend, which is the rise of do-it-yourself investors. DIY investors continue to be a prevalent and growing part of the retail market. And these do-it-yourself investors rely heavily on the internet for information and research, and they demand choice. Do-it-yourself investors include self-directed investors and validators. Self-directed make financial decisions on their own. They seek the best investment options and prices. Validators are interested in finances, but they seek advice on more complex decisions. Again, you know, according to the 8 group in Boston, more than 60% of investors with $250,000 or more to invest trade online. It's a pretty incredible statistic.
Certainly is. And tell us about the millennials.
Well, also referred to as Gen Y, millennials are predicted to manage their investments online at a significantly higher rate than their baby boomer parents. And millennials, as you know, are generally individuals between the ages of 18 and 32. They grew up with the internet, making purchases using online marketplaces, right, such as Amazon, Zappos, eBay, and Kayak. And at 80 million individuals in the U.S., millennials are the second largest generation behind baby boomers, and they are expected to inherit $41 trillion, with a T, $41 trillion. So you can be sure that financial services firms are spending a lot of time and energy thinking about how to appeal to this group of financial consumers.
It certainly does make a lot of sense. Thanks so much for all this information. Before you head out the door, how about letting our listeners know where they can get more information about Covestor online?
At Covestor.com.
Kimberly, as always, thanks for joining us here on Covestor Radio.
Thanks so much, Eric.
We've been speaking with Kimberly Klaus, Advisory Board Chair and Chief Client Advocate at Covestor, a registered investment advisor and online marketplace for investing. And we do thank you for joining us on this episode of Covestor Radio, a show about money milestones and investing for your future. And for more information, simply visit Covestor.com. Join us next time for another episode of Covestor Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. And this has been Eric Dye.
This is the ePodcast Network.